Our gospel today, the story of Jesus sending out the apostles, is a turning point in Jesus' ministry, and it's foundational for the early church and for us. In his travels throughout Judea, Jesus establishes himself as a teacher, a healer, a gatherer of people who long to live a countercultural existence, one that looks beyond Roman domination of their community to a life that is ordered by love of God and love of neighbor. Jesus teaches his followers that actions speak louder than words, that fear and judgment do not mark the spiritual path, and that God is so close to them already that their needs are known before they ask. And Jesus heals people. A leper cast out of his community, a cherished servant of one of the Roman oppressors, people possessed by demons that are violent to themselves and to others, a paralyzed person, a little girl, an old woman, two blind men. The list goes on. Jesus heals indiscriminately whomever asks and whomever crosses his path. And people begin to notice. Those who suffer feel their hope increasing, while those in power feel their authority dwindling away. And Jesus continues, we're told in today's gospel, to all the cities and villages, curing every disease and every sickness. Not because he has a grand strategy, but because he can't abandon the throngs of harassed and helpless people. The news gets out that broken people who some thought were beyond saving are now living new life, and so the crowds begin to grow. There's a sense of urgent and overwhelming need, these sheep milling about without a shepherd. But Jesus isn't overwhelmed. He sees them and he has compassion for them, literally suffering with them. And instead of doubling down on his own efforts, he turns to God, knowing that he cannot do this work alone. Jesus instructs his disciples to pray that God will send out more people on this mission of healing. And when they do, they learn that they've just prayed for themselves. You can imagine them saying, "What? Me?" But they are indeed the ones being sent. That's the literal meaning of apostle, to be sent, the person sent. And so the mission of the church is born in today's gospel. Jesus is clear about what he wants his apostles to do. He wants them to act. Cure the sick, raise the dead, cleanse the lepers, cast out demons. He doesn't ask them to talk about it, but to do it. And do it not for fame or power or status, but out of gratitude for their own healing and for their own gift of new life. That is the way they will proclaim the good news that the kingdom of God is at hand, because they will live lives of indiscriminate compassion and healing, practicing what they themselves have experienced in their relationship with Jesus. Today's gospel could end here with the commissioning of these brave but untested apostles. There's an option on this day to read a shortened version of this passage from Matthew. It would end with, "You received without payment, give without payment." Then we might talk about some of the ways this community can act to heal and to offer compassion to those here in Seattle who suffer and around the world. And we might acknowledge some of the important work towards sanctuary, justice, and dignity that is emerging in this community from the vestry's statement of commitment and action. And all of that would be good. But the preacher gets to choose whether we read the short version or the long version of the gospel. And you know me, I'm attracted to the confusing, contradictory, and annoying passages of Scripture. Because in my experience, that's where these sacred stories really slip through the holes in our armor and start to get personal. So the long version it is, with Jesus' further instructions to those being sent out. One immediate puzzling thing is Jesus' admonition to the apostles, go nowhere among the Gentiles and enter no town of the Samaritans, but go first to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Why would Jesus say that? He encounters both Gentiles and Samaritans in his ministry, and he rejects neither one. In fact, he uses a Samaritan in the parable to tell a story about hospitality and love of neighbor. We know Jesus says this not because God's mercy and goodness are exclusive, only intended for certain people, because at the end of Matthew's gospel, Jesus tells his disciples to share the good news with all people and with all nations. I wonder if Jesus sends the apostles first to their own people, their own families and communities, because he knows that to have the wisdom and the humility and the courage for the road ahead, the disciples must remember and renew the covenant that God made with their ancestors. Just like the ancient Israelites in today's first reading, the disciples need to be reminded that God brought Israel out of bondage to be a holy people, a kingdom of justice and righteousness. That is their birthright. And alongside that, they need to remember that God will never abandon them. The covenant that God made with Abraham and all of his descendants, and that is the disciples' covenant with God too. Maybe their first mission of healing is to themselves and their own people so that they can renew their identity as God's people, trusting not in their own power, but in God's faithfulness. The other confusing part of this gospel is when Jesus expands his instructions to the disciples. It's not the pep talk we might hope for, where Jesus says, don't be afraid. You've got what it takes. Everything's going to be fine. No. He says instead, take no money, no baggage, no extra clothes, no extra shoes, no equipment, nothing. Don't plan ahead where you're going to stay, but assume that someone will show you hospitality, even if you get rejected first. And expect to encounter friction and hostility, including from friends and family. For brave but untested apostles starting a new chapter in their lives, these travel advisories would be alarming. And for those of us who call ourselves disciples of Jesus and who want to live lives that proclaim the good news of God's active presence in the world, these words are unsettling too. How can we embark on a mission of healing and compassion without financial resources, expertise, and equipment, the things that make us effective and that deserve respect? Precisely, Jesus seems to be saying, that's not the kind of healers that you are. You're not going to sweep into town and stand at a distance from suffering, giving advice while others get their hands dirty. All you have to offer is what's within you. Your own need for hospitality. Your own vulnerability. Your awareness of the precariousness and the preciousness of life. That and your offering of compassion and relationship. That's where your healing power lies, Jesus implies, in relationship. Your willingness to enter another person's world in peace, to adapt to their rhythm and listen to their need. Your willingness to share your own experience of darkness, sickness, or disappointment, and how you received without payment the love and life of God. That is how we participate in Jesus' mission of healing, too, by living alongside others in peace, trusting that their healing is bound up with our own, with the Spirit of God to guide and sustain us. I've been at quite a few graduation events recently, and I've listened to commencement speakers and baccalaureate honorees offering advice to young people beginning a new chapter of their lives. And I'm always encouraged when I talk with these graduates about their hopes and expectations for the future. They are clear-eyed about the challenges ahead, but committed to somehow being a part of the renewal of our country and our earth that is so desperately needed. They know that actions speak louder than words, and that fear and judgment do not mark a life-giving path. And in addition, each of us experiences commencement, a new beginning, every day. Each of us is sent forth every day, like the apostles, to show with our lives the good news of God's kingdom. May the graduates that we bless today at the 9 o'clock service and whose names are in your bulletin, may they and we too build relationships of compassion and vulnerability and healing, where we experience that God is so close to us, that our needs are known already before we ask. Amen.